cameras captured just about nothing but sunshine in the Sochi, Russia area for the first week of the Olympic Winter Games. Though the sun made for spectacular shots, it also made for some slushy condition at the slopes of Roza Khator for the ski and snowboard events. U.S. Ski and Snowboard Association spokesperson Tom Kelly says the weather has now turned, with fog, poor visibility, and snow on the way.
He came in here with a low-elevation Olympics and kind of thinking we would have a lot of trouble with fog and snow and warm temperatures. And in all honesty, it's been quite amazing. We've had a couple of weeks of sunshine, and yeah, it has gotten a little bit warm, but it hasn't really impacted things too significantly. But last night we got fog, and we had really heavy fog, resulted in cancellation of some biathlon events, and actually took out the men's snowboard cross finals.
That event was rescheduled for Tuesday. Snowboard cross Olympian and eight-time X Games champion Lindsay Jacobellis experienced some heartbreak yet again at the Olympics. Jacobellis had the famed run in 2006 in Torino when she all but clinched the gold, but just before the finish did an unnecessary jump in pre-celebration of her win. She fell upon landing, only to be passed by another snowboarder who then got the gold. Jacobellis won silver. Then in Vancouver in 2010, she fell after hitting a gate and didn't qualify for the finals. Finally, in Sochi, was leading the pack in snowboard cross when again she fell.
It's been a lot of heartbreak, too, and to see Lindsay, who's trained for the last 2 years, coming back from two consecutive knee injuries, training at the Center of Excellence in Park City, to see her in the lead, totally dominating competition, and then just coming off a jump, came off a little bit long, landed in between the couple of rollers, and just lost her balance and was able to get up quickly, but she was in a flat section of the course, and no way that she was going to be able to get back into the hunt. She went out in the semifinal, came back to win the small final, the consolation round, taking seventh for the day.
He said Park City resident and gold medalist Joss Christiansen, along with teammates Gus Kenworthy and Nick Gepper, who swept the podium in slopestyle skiing, are getting some very special media attention this week.
So the boys are kind of in the tour right now. They're going to go in the champs box for Kellogg's box, of which there'll be a limited edition of only 1,000 printed, so really good opportunity for the boys there, and they're just having a really good time for it, doing a lot of media and creating a lot more awareness for their sport.
That's Tom Kelly of the U.S. Ski and Snowboard Association. Just after we spoke with Kelly on Tuesday, American David Wise won gold in freeride halfpipe. The action also continued on Tuesday with giant slalom for the women. The U.S.'s Michaela Schifrin was just off the podium, taking fifth place, and Park City's Megan McJames finished in 30th. I'm Lynn Ware-Peak, KPCW News.